This video is more about how the universe, or how spirit and the cards and you and synchronicity all work together. So when you set an intention for your life, and let's just say you don't even have an intention, you just want something better. That's an intention right there. You aren't specific, but you're deliberate about wanting to change your life. You just don't know what it's going to look like. Because remember that the form is not our job. It's the essence, it's that feeling state of the thing that we want to create. So remember that this is a system that shows up through synchronicity. So the synchronicity event that shows up, which is your epiphany that happens when the card is picked, and also what happens throughout the day and throughout the entire course, things just start happening around you that seemingly have no cause, but they relate to the new state of mind that you're fostering, right? So this is a sense of a state of mind. Now, when external events correspond meaningfully to the internal state, there's a link. And that link then enables you to have more faith in the fact that you are a master manifester, that you are deliberately co-creating your life. Now, there is some statement that sometimes we have to kind of rethink. When we say we create our own reality, we don't. We co-create our reality and we can influence our reality. But we don't just create our reality from scratch. We have to work with what we've got, right? So in your personal world, no matter what your conditions are, because a conditions piece is really important, you want to be an influencer in there, right? You want to be deliberate and you want to be intentional. And what happens is that the more you work with your cards, the more that relationship gets ignited and you get reminders all the time that it's actually on. So you turn the on button on. You can't turn it off once you turn it on. It's like, you could fall asleep, but you got to wake up again at some point. And then all of a sudden, the life you desire is set in motion. And that is a key statement. Because remember, the cards tell you what is in motion for you. What is in motion? So when you set it in motion, you are part of that. And you got to remember that your dream is important. No dream that you have is not important. Every dream is part of you and your desire to become something as you grow. The differences in what oracle cards will help you do is discern a dream that stems strictly from your ego self or the small self, and the dream that gets you in alignment with that magic inside of you when you just explode with happiness and joy, even though if it's hard work, because you get to do it. And this course right now is proof that this works, because I've done nothing different than what I'm telling you how to do. And when I got the download that Oracle School was my dream, and that the other dreams that I had, which were more ego focused and, you know, needing to be smart and all that, like a whole list of litanies of things that I wanted, when I really got into alignment, I literally can do this 15 hours a day and not get tired. So you will have that experience too with something that you connect with. So let me just show this by pulling a card for you, and that means any one of you that's watching. And what I'm gonna ask for, what is the highest good to help this person set a deliberate intention for their unique, inspired, authentic life? Okay, so what will help you best? What will help you best? And that means it's going to be universal for everybody in the class. So fun. Oh, I'm itchy over here. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes! Okay, so all that glitters. Now, it's asking you to set an intention that is sparkly for you. In this case, it's okay for it to be sparkly, but you got to take your mask off. Right? So what do you love? Now, the card itself can also refer to things that are superficial. So we want to get rid of what's superficial and get to the real gold. What is that? So this card is saying every single person in this course has to figure this out at some point. And when I say figure it out, you have to get out of your own way to let it come to you. So in other words, purpose, deliberate intention, all of those things find you when you move the small self out of the way enough that you've ignited this amazing relationship between you and spirit, this partnership, and then boom, the gold starts to glitter in the right way, right? With substance. We want the substance, not the sizzle, right? That's what it's saying. Stay away from the sizzle and get to the steak. Not for you vegans, that would be bad. Anyway, so isn't that great? So that's the way I could summarize this. Well, actually, why don't I pick another card? That'd be good too. So I'll pick another card. So what else could the card, go with the flow. And that's the other one. So the To the Sea card has come up a few times in the videos. And so what else do we need to know? So stay, go with the things that really sparkle, the real gold, and then go with the flow of it. So spirit will lead the boat. You just have to get in the boat after you find the thing that makes your heart sing. And that thing will find you, trust me. As long as you start looking for it, it's gonna find you. See you next video.